Part C. People who own cats know how wild and hard to train they are. A recent study of the DNA of over 200 domesticated cats, including ancient ones, revealed the reasons why they are that way. Their genes are almost the same as those of wild cats. Cats were not domesticated in the same way dogs, cows, pigs, and other animals were. They have lived among us for thousands of years, but it wasn't until very recently that we began selecting cats with particular traits. Unlike domesticated dogs, whose shapes, sizes, and temperaments have been drastically transformed over the last tens of thousands of years, domestic cats have changed little. Cats were first domesticated 8,000 years ago when they started hanging around towns in the farming civilizations of an area called the Fertile Crescent, which today is made up of southern Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Palestine, Israel, Egypt, and parts of Turkey and Iran. It was a flourishing agricultural area where humans grew and stored an abundance of grain, which brought in mice and other rodents. This then attracted cats that hunted and ate them. In ancient Egypt, cat domestication accelerated. Cats were revered for their ability to protect the pharaoh by killing snakes, scorpions, and other poisonous creatures. And they were so worshipped that many of Egypt's ancient deities were depicted with cat heads. Later, these domesticated cats were probably spread to other areas of the world when humans began bringing them along land and sea trade routes to protect stored food from rodents. One interesting thing that tells us about the history of cat domestication is cat coat patterns. Although wild and domestic cats show no major differences in their genetic makeup, we can distinguish them by their coat patterns. For example, spotted and striped coats are the most common in the house cats of today. These coats are called tabby markings and began to appear in domesticated cats in the Middle Ages. Tabby markings differ from the patterns of wild cats and are unsuitable for survival in wild environments. That is, they are related to our selective breeding of cats. The gene for these tabby markings dates back to the Ottoman Empire in Southwest Asia, and later it became common in Europe and Africa. It was only in the 18th century that the markings became common enough to be associated with domestic cats. In the 19th century, cat lovers began selecting cats with particular traits and markings to create fancy breeds. This was not so long ago, compared to all the other animals that have been bred by humans for many millennia. Cats have become a domesticated companion of humans without changing much, and are among the most popular pets in the world today, with as many as 95 million cats in the U.S. alone. Domestic cats look and act like wild cats. This is very different from the case of dogs, which were the first animals to be domesticated. Dogs were selected for their abilities to perform specific tasks, such as hunting, guarding, etc. This selection for particular abilities is what caused dogs to be bred into many different breeds. Long into the future, we may see as many domesticated cat breeds as we do dog breeds.